This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. Holly Snape here from Community Waikato and Roseanne here. So all good, all fun and games. Today we're going to start with some stuff around the long-term plan. There's a couple of opportunities to get into, I suppose, get a bit of education, get a little bit of support about how to put something together for the Hamilton City Council long-term plan. The advice you will get in that meeting will also apply to other long-term plans around the region and other submissions. So we'll talk about that today. We're going to have a bit of a chat to Robin from the Good News Community Centre about some of the things they've got coming up over there in Coleshaw Norton area. So that'll be good. And then we're going to talk a little bit about a few things coming up for Community Waikato. So a few bits and pieces going on.
Yeah, there sure is. And obviously our big impending move as well.
Exactly. So we'll fill in, give you the details for that. But let's start with the GoEco workshops coming up for the... It's around how do you write a submission. So basically every 3 years the councils do a long-term plan. So they have an annual plan, obviously annually, which goes out for consultation. But the long-term plan is where their budget sort of set, and that's where you can kind of influence what will be included and budgeted for in the future. So it is worth having your say. The long-term plan also proposes things like those rate increases that you'll see over a period of time, and what it's going to cost for them to do what they're proposing to do. Quite a high proposed rate increase this time. I'm sure that's going to garner quite a lot of feedback from community. But if you've always sort of wondered about how to put one together, or just want some advice to do it a little bit better, or just a bit of confidence to give it a go, the GoEco are putting together some workshops. So it's right up long-term plan sort of closes on the 21st of April. So a little bit of time to go yet. On the 4th of April and on the 9th of April, and actually on the 13th, there are submission writing workshops. So 9:30 to 11 a.m. on the 4th, and that is being held at GoEco in Frankton. That's the old post office building.
One of those buildings.
Yeah, it's a cool little spot. It's 188 Commerce Street. So on the 4th, it's from 9:30 to 11. On the 9th, it's from 5 to 6:30. And then they're going to have another session at the same place on Saturday the 13th. So for those of you potentially working who would struggle to get there during daytime hours, it is 9:30 to 10:30 on Saturday the 13th. So basically you'll be learning about the council process, how to make a successful submission or effective submission. I can't promise it'll be successful, but how to effectively communicate through a submission and kōrero with others to help refine the message that you're wanting to make before you go ahead and make a submission. So if you want any more details, you can actually get in touch with Kelly based at GoEco. So that's K-E-L-L-I at goeco.org.nz. And well worth going along just to brainstorm some of those ideas, I think. It's quite nerve-wracking. Have you ever done a submission to the long-term plan?
Yes, I have, actually. Yeah, with my involvement with netball at the Hamilton City Netball Centre.
Did you speak to it as well?
Yes, we did.
How did you find that process?
Oh, look, it sort of feels a little bit intimidating to start with, but when you get in there and you just go, well, actually, they're just 12 people.
That's
or
right.
Or how many people were in the room at the time. I always feel that by being able to verbalise, you know, your submission has more power behind it than if it's just a submission on a piece of paper.
I think there's a real valuing of people turning up and speaking to their submissions. But I've heard councillors say before that gives them a little bit of added weight as well. I think having that opportunity, when I say eyeball, I don't mean it in a threatening or any kind of way, but actually just... if you're face to face with someone, it's much easier to communicate how important it is. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, definitely.
You get the emotion, right?
Yeah, and the body language. And so I think the passion can really come out of someone when they're standing there probably using their hands or something to really demonstrate, you know, that the need for their project or funding for their project. That comes out loud and clear when you're in person versus just trying to read into something on written.
Yeah, absolutely. So well worth doing. We've got to do one from Community Waikato. We're quite keen as well to provide support to our non-profit organisations around the city if you're interested in a little bit of extra support as well. If you're, if you'd like a bit of a template or some brainstorming, you know, you can certainly get hold of us as well at Community Waikato. Like I say, I'll be doing a submission, certainly one on behalf of the community organisation, you know, Community Waikato, potentially a personal one as well, because I think that is quite important. But yeah, are you doing one this year, do you expect, or are you...
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. I think it's always one of those things like, you know, if you don't vote, you know, you can't really complain. And I feel exactly the same. If you don't put in a submission, even if it's just, you know, positively reinforcing a project that has some involvement with you.
That's really important because I think they get a lot of submissions about things people are upset or angry about. They get less when someone's just happy for something to go ahead or even really excited about it. Like they get less saying, hey, really pleased you're looking at doing this. That's quite important for us as a social service sector because the things people often get angry about are the things that make cities actually a lot more livable and enjoyable and accessible, but they cost money. And when you're looking at large rate increases, you'll find a lot of people come out saying, get rid of everything that isn't rates, roads, rubbish, you know, sorry, not rates, roads, rubbish and...
Lighting?
Was
it 3 hours? Are we talking about the 3 hours?
It's like the 3 hours. But, and water, actually.
Rainwater? That was maybe the hour.
Yeah. but it is really important for a livable city to include other things. You know, and there's certainly been a big move to cut a lot of things around the cycling and the pedestrian accessibility for the city. So obviously it's an attempt to temper as well the increase in cost of rates. So, you know, it's a balancing act. I don't envy them some days.
No, I don't either. Yeah.
And so I think, you know, that also for me plays a part in how I want to frame something. You know, understanding that this is a very difficult decision-making process and a balancing act. And, you know, we utterly support the elected members to go through that process together. But we find some things, obviously, from our perspective, quite critical for well-being of communities. Yeah. So, yeah, submissions. That's the submission stuff.
Yeah, so probably the message from us is very much if you feel that you want to make a submission, get in and do it before the 21st of April, I think it was, wasn't
it? Yeah, 21st of April. That's going to come around pretty quickly as well.
It sure is, just before school during the school holidays. Yeah, indeed.
So we'd just encourage you to give it a go. Now, usually, I haven't had a look this time yet, but usually council has some really good online kind of templates. You can just, you know, and they'll have something like, how do you feel about this? What do you think of this thing? So it kind of walks you through the submission quite easily. You don't have to follow that. You can actually write your own completely. And that's what we'll be doing on behalf of Community Waikato, is going through our own version of it. Yeah. Okay. What we might do is take a little bit of a break. And when we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Robin, first of all, about the Good News Community Centre over there in sort of Crawshaw, Norton area, sort of north end of the city. And they do some pretty amazing things. Community centre, providing activities for the local community, lots of local kids. They do some pretty fun things. So we're going to chat to them. We're also going to talk about the move. Community Waikato is coming up very quickly, faster than the submissions. It's, you know.
It is indeed. Yeah, we've got just over 2 weeks, I think, before we've got to make sure everything's all packed up.
Yeah, so that's gonna fly by. So we'll be telling you about where we're going and what the hope is for the new space, and we'll give you a bit of an update about what's going on in the weekly bulletin. But for the time being, we're just going to take a short break. You're going to listen to a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robertson. A little bit there of Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson, classic song, lots of fun.
Yeah, it does. It really takes you back in the day. I'm sure I was only a little toddler when that came out.
Yeah, I'm sure I was alive. Hey, we've got on the phone with us Robin from the Good News Community Centre. Robin, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you, Holly. Thank you for having me on your program.
Look, I'm absolutely thrilled you're here because I know today's going to be a busy day for you guys down there with your Easter celebration.
That's right. We've got a really big free Easter art event happening down there. And it's going to be from 1 till 7.30. If it's wet, please come down as well because we will have it inside the big hall. But if it's fine, it's usually outside and it's a big outdoor art event with lots of local artists who've contributed. And we've got a search and find competition,
hot cross
buns and Easter eggs. So, and everyone's welcome. Families are welcome to come.
So you don't have to be from the Crawshaw or Norton area or anything? You could be from anywhere in Hamilton?
Definitely not. You don't have to be from there at all. You can come from anywhere in the Waikato or even further afield if you want to.
Hey, this is so cool. So tell me about, what do you mean by an art event?
Well, what it is we've got local artists to do some very big paintings, mainly telling the Easter story, which is, you know, the Christian story of Christ going to the cross and the resurrection. And so some of these art pieces, straight out art onto big, like 2 metre size boards, some of them. And then we've also got sort of cut out people as well, nearly life size. They're interacting. And some of those are contemporary. And some of them are very much tied up with the what would have been happening back in those days.
That is so exciting. It actually sounds like it's going to be such a marvellous event. I know you had stuff on yesterday as well, on Friday.
Yep.
So do you guys always do this? Do you do an event sort of the first couple of days of Easter, or is this a bit new for you?
Well, no, it's not really. We've always done what's called Easter in the Park, and that's been on the Sunday before Easter, and it's a big event down the park. We get up 300, 400 people, and we've actually just held that this last Sunday.
Yeah.
But over the time of COVID, we thought, well, how can we have one that doesn't get people jammed up against each other and things like that? And
yes.
So somebody came up with this idea, and we've continued with it because it's been so popular. One of the things that I think makes it popular a little bit too down in our area is that, you know, the whole story is actually told in Māori and Te Reo and in English. And so people can go from each station and the texts explain what's happening there. They're only very short, and but they can actually participate. If they read Māori, they can do it that way and see the English. So they actually can understand the story.
I love that. That is such a good idea. And, you know, we at Community Waikato find, you know, are looking for other ways to kind of learn and grow our own skills and knowledge, and having more public spaces where there's that opportunity. Such a good idea.
But
you're also, just segueing, you're also doing Te Reo lessons at the Good News Community Centre.
Yes, we do, and they're free lessons, and they're every Monday night. Learners up to, you know, quite skilled people can come along, because we sort of separate. We have the beginners in one class in the big hall,
yeah,
and the more advanced can go into another class. And, we've got a great tutor in Paul and Bert, and as I said, they're free lessons, and so they've been very popular. They've been on since we opened that community centre, which was 10 years ago.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Can you tell me who goes to those? Like, you know, is it Pākehā? Is it Māori? Is it migrants? Is it, like, who attends?
It's, well, we have had some migrants there just recently too, but it's both Māori and Pākehā and other cultures.
All ages.
My husband just said, because he's involved in it, and
so cool.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes people bring their mokopuna along or their, you know, young ones, and they can have a little bit of a play round while the te reo is happening, the lessons are happening.
I love that it's I'd like to say free, but I'm sure it's funded. I'm sure it's paid for somewhere, but I think it's fantastic that it's accessible to people wanting to learn.
So
marvellous. And 10 years. You know, if anyone's been there for, you know, over a few years and sort of moved from one of those rooms to the other, as they've become a little more confident in their te reo Māori?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there will be some that have done that, yes. And some of them have come for a long time. It's quite interesting how they have stayed with it. They are, both the teachers are excellent, and they do have a way of explaining it. I think that really does help, and people enjoy it as well as learn.
I think that's marvellous, really, really good.
Just going back to the funding, in this case, actually, the two teachers are volunteering, so and they have all the way along, so that's been really good too.
That's amazing. That's so generous of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you have quite a number of, you know, free activities going on. Do you want to let us know about what else you've got that people can access?
Okay, every second week we have what's called Golden Ages on a Tuesday morning, and that is over 65, and that's trips and outings or doing something actually at the centre. That's one of the things that's really well attended.
Yeah.
We have what's called After School Club on a Tuesday, and a Wednesday and Thursday is our hub interaction, where they can come and sometimes do their homework on the computers, although I'm not sure that happens very often, but supervise computer work, and then games in the hall. And
it's cool.
A big hall, and the children really do enjoy themselves there, and we have two supervisors for that as well too. There is a youth group on the Thursday evening. And on a Sunday from 3 till 5:30, we have what's called Whānau Fellowship. Now, Whānau Fellowship has also gone for well over 10 years. In fact, it was happening before we even got the building. So that's the families come along with their children, and there is the games, and then a little time of Bible teaching, and then an activity, and then a meal together.
Oh, marvellous. That sounds wonderful, and such a great opportunity to just grow and foster community as well, eh?
Yeah, it is indeed. And that's what we really do enjoy about it. And once again, some of those families have been coming all the way through too. So,
yeah. Oh, look, this is marvellous.
always looking for volunteers. But,
yes.
You know, but they're pretty cool. They come along too. And, And it's actually run by the Taronga Pai Community Trust. So we own the Good News Community Centre.
Yes.
Which is the corner of Dominion Road and Brecon's Ave.
Oh, look, it's just marvellous. We're going to have to get you in sometime so we can have a much more detailed conversation about everything else that you're doing down there, because I know you're just doing amazing things.
Well, it'd be great if you got Suzanne, and she's our manager, and she's just absolutely brilliant.
She is an absolute star. But just that reminder to people, if you're thinking, what are we going to do this afternoon? It's Easter. Yep. We'd love to celebrate that. Head on down. Where are they going to go? Robin?
Good News Community Centre, corner of Brecon's Ave and Dominion Road, Norton, and 1 to 7:30. Come along, have a look around, enjoy the art, have a hot cross bun and some Easter eggs, and just come and generally enjoy the atmosphere. It's always been great. The last 2 years we've run it, it's been just marvellous having the people come through.
I love it. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining me today. I know you've got so much on your plate, so we really appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks, Holly.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Robin there with the Good News Community Centre. We are encouraging you to go down there this afternoon. It will be a heck of a lot of fun. But just segueing away to other venues, tell us a little bit about what's happening with Community Waikato.
Yeah, so exciting phase for us. We've, I don't know, if Holly, you can remember how long we've been in our existing building.
You'd think I would, but we were there well before I was there.
It 15
was
years?
About 15 years, yes.
Yeah, about 15 years at 33 Victoria Street, across from the where the old Age Concern building was. So we're going to be staying on Victoria Street, but moving down to the northern end, I suppose, into a much larger building, which we're quite excited about, potential little bit of a community hub type situation, which was where Lodge Real Estate were.
Look, and it's such a cool, we've been talking for a long time about a hub. We've been talking for a long time about how do we create space and opportunities for others to come, to join us, to hopefully reduce their overheads, to have a creative space where they can innovate, that they're not working alone in isolation. The hub, this is going to be an opportunity to do that. It'll probably take us a little bit of time, I think, to really establish what it's going to be and how it's going to be, but it's starting, right? It's the beginning.
Yeah, and it's going to create the flexibility around, you know, whether it's hiring out rooms for a meeting or whether it's hiring out a space for like a hot desking. So, you know, very much thinking around that sort of hybrid style of working these days. And bonuses is that it's got a great sort of training room facility for us to use for our workshops or for potentially other people to hire for their workshops coming up. Was actually the auction room where Lodge Real Estate used to run their auctions, and it's all well set up already with the IT equipment as well, so that's a bonus for us.
Yeah, I love that. What else have we got like coming up? Because we are going to have some new training coming up at the new venue, but we'll end up confirming that a little bit further down the track once we're actually in the new space. We're not going to be kind of really operating from there until about the 22nd, the 21st, 23rd of April. It gives us time to kind of move in there, settle down, figure out how to use our very new shiny a projector and screen, which very kindly the building owner has purchased and left in the space for us to use as part of the chattels, which would be amazing, significantly bigger and better and brighter and shinier than the previous one we've had. Not being a tech person, though, might be a little challenging. We might have to get Jason onto that.
But I'm sure we'll be fine.
What else have we got in the bulletin?
Yeah, look, probably a couple of things around volunteers. Like around celebrating our volunteers, there's a couple of things coming up. One is around volunteering Waikato. Have got their annual awards coming around again for you to nominate those outstanding volunteers within your organisation. Hopefully we might be able to get someone from volunteering Waikato on in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. So they can talk a little bit about it and how you can go about putting in your nomination. And also too, I see in the Weekly Bulletin, through the University of Waikato, they've got a volunteer expo coming up on Monday the 8th of April from 11 until 2. And it's all around, you know, maybe are we looking for volunteers? So potentially have we thought about university students as being some volunteers for us, and maybe in particular if you've got an event on or where you're looking for some expertise, you know, whether it's with social media or marketing or comms, something like that. So it could be a good opportunity for you to pop along. It's going to be held in the beautiful new PA building.
Oh, stunning. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But if you are interested and want to know a little bit more, you can contact Erin on erin.cosgrave, so that's erin.cosgrave, at waikato.ac.nz.
Oh, I think that's marvellous. That's a really good idea. You know, I know that the community law, for example, have been able to access a number of volunteers through the law program, which has been extremely helpful, historically anyway. And, you know, there are some very highly skilled individuals. We at the Waikato Intercultural Fund have used a couple of interns in the marketing sort of management programs. It was just fantastic having those minds who are at the cutting edge, really, of kind of new technologies around communications, marketing, and, you know, all of this. So it is a really, really good way to access some skills, but also to give people a bit of an opportunity, right, to start practicing some of those skills in a real world experience.
Oh, look, yeah, you can't beat that sort of getting out there and putting the theory into practice as
yeah,
such.
Yeah, no, that really is fantastic. Anything else we've got?
Yeah, so the Hamilton Multicultural Society Trust have got a community day in the park or on the park, right beside the Settlement Centre on Boundary Road, part of Claudelands. So that's on Thursday the 18th of April from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And, it's going to be a free, fun-filled event, and they're going to have demonstrations, valuable information and displays, free bike checks.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, which is really good. And they're going to have, you know, various emergency services there. They're going to have Plunkett. They're going to have water safety, Busset to learn more about how, you know, accessing bus services, Reuben, the road safety bear. So, some really great groups that are going to be there and, provide information, but also there's going to be a lot of fun, and I believe there's actually going to be a free sausage sizzle and ice blocks as well.
Marvellous. It's us for a week, actually, but thanks, Roseanne. We'll be back next week with another chock-a-block Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.